With Montana News, I'm Austin Amostoy. Montana's once booming timber industry suffered a blow last month when a lumber mill in Seeley Lake announced plans to shut down. Its owners say a changing economy and a housing crunch made it impossible to stay in business. Now, mill workers and Seeley Lake residents are grasping for a future that may not include timber. The signs of Seeley Lake's timber town origins are everywhere you look. The community is nestled in a valley packed with pine trees. Signs warning of log trucks entering are sprinkled along the highway toward town, and log buildings are everywhere. Pyramid Mountain Lumber operates on a sprawling patch of brown earth covered by piles of massive logs and mountains of wood chips.
This is just the finish end. This is what's coming out the end of the whole process.
Inside the mill, 58-year-old plant manager Todd Johnson surveys a stream of 2x4s rattling by on a conveyor belt. His grandfather founded the mill in the late 40s, and it's the only work Johnson has ever known. This fall, he and the plant's 100 employees will likely be out of a job. But Johnson says it's not for a lack of logs to mill.
You know, our housing costs have increased so much after COVID that the blue-collar workforce is having a hard time living in their rural communities.
In Missoula County, where the mill is located, the median home price shot up 55% since the start of the pandemic to more than $500,000. And Seeley Lake has struggled to build new housing for decades, lacking a sewer system to make construction cheaper. Johnson says Pyramid spent the last 10 years short on labor, thanks to the housing crunch. Then inflation spiked and lumber prices fell sharply from pandemic highs. Now Johnson is struggling with what comes next.
I don't know. I'll have to find something. We'll cross that bridge when it comes.
In the days before trucks and trains, lumberjacks in Montana would float logs downstream by the thousands to sawmills hungry for wood. When Pyramid Mountain Lumber shuts down, though, Missoula County will be without a mill for the first time since the frontier days. So, what happened?
The economics of it have changed.
Economist Bryce Ward says the same mountains and lakes that made Montana prime timber country are now attracting people for different reasons.
I'm not just tourism-based, you know, a tech company that can really locate anywhere. My workers really like those mountains and trees, so we'll locate there. And that's what drives, then, the housing price growth.
At least three Montana sawmills shuttered in the last decade and laid off more than 300 people, according to state data. Less than a week after Pyramid Mountain Lumber announced its closure, Roseburg Forest Products in Missoula did the same, laying off its 170 workers. Now, Seeley Lake residents are grappling with the potential fallout of losing their largest employer. A couple of blocks from the mill, Seeley Lake Elementary School echoes with the sound of dribbling basketballs. Just down the hall in a sparse office, Principal Josh Gibbs has been crunching the numbers. 165 enrolled students, 18 of whom have parents who work at the mill.
So if you were to look at, you know, possible worst case scenario of all of those people leaving town for new job opportunities or career opportunities, that is 10 to 11% of our enrollment.
Since school funding in Montana is tied to enrollment, those possible departures could mean layoffs at the elementary school. Gibbs wonders what will happen to the electricians and plumbers who work with the mill, or the restaurants that serve mill employees, or the town's sole grocery store.
There is that transition of, you know, what's the new identity of our town going to be? What's it going to grow to be? And how are we or are we going to survive?
Economist Bryce Ward envisions two possible futures for Seeley Lake.
It will either be smaller or it will be Big Sky.
Big Sky, a ski resort town where the median household income is nearly $100,000 and the luxury real estate market is booming. Seeley Lake doesn't have a ski resort, but it does draw snowmobilers, backcountry and Nordic skiers, hikers, and remote workers looking for a lakeside view. Local business and government leaders say they're talking about ways to potentially keep the mill running, too. But without a major investment, that'll be an uphill battle. Todd Johnson, the timber mill manager who's worked there since he was 12, says he'll miss it, and his coworkers. There are many unknowns ahead, but he's certain about one thing.
I'm not leaving, though. I'm born and raised Seeley Lake. I'm not going anywhere.
What may fade away is a backdrop of familiar sounds like this one, a truck turning onto the highway out of town after delivering one of the mill's final loads of timber. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Austin Amostoy.